Your head, your smile, your heart, all these things are something to think about. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Your head, your heart, something to think about. The girls have been going to Tai Chi class. And in Tai Chi class, they're learning all sorts of wonderful things. They're learning how to walk. They're learning how to make slow movements. They're learning how to do everything beautifully. And Ingeborg comes into the house and she says, you put your heel down first and then you walk slowly and you bring the next foot along and you move. And if you do that, you can walk for a whole day and never get tired and never break a sweat. And Sylvie says, well, this is how you do it. And so she demonstrated, and she puts her heel down, and she walks forward, and she walks right over the dog and right through into the kitchen. Nothing stopped her. She just ambled along just as though there were no obstacles in her path, because her concentration was on her easy heel-to-toe foot-walking program from Tai Chi. Now, that is also beautiful. Then, Bia ends. That person that came here from Switzerland, she went shopping yesterday for her grandchildren. And as she was shopping for her grandchildren, she learned a lesson. She learned, like Anita likes to say, in the children's department are positive, lovely statements on the clothing of the children, mostly. And in the adult department are negative statements on the clothing of the adults. You know, this is my second wife, you want her? You know, or something else like that. You know, some miserable statements. But the children's department have all these lovely positive things. Well, B looked at one little dress and she thought to herself, my, it's a shirt. And the shirt came from Disney. And it says washable. And then it says on there, if you move me, I will light up. And what it is Cinderella, right out of Disney's show Cinderella. And Cinderella has a little sign in front of her that says, I believe in fairy tales. Well, of course she would, because she's a major part of a fairy tale. And so, you look at the skirt, you look at this dress that Cinderella's wearing, and it's all encased in beautiful plastic so that no child can spill anything on it and no mucky muck can get on it. But if you move it, under the skirt is a little red flashing light. And the red flashing light moves every time you move. So, as the children wear this shirt, they're always flashing. And as they're flashing, the mother says, are you flashing? And the girl would say, yes, mother. Well, to whom are you flashing? To me. And why to you? Because every time I bend my head over, I can see me flashing. Well, you know, you should walk with your chin up and out and your shoulders back and your head up. Well, Mom, will you wear my shirt for me so that I can look at it then? Sure, I will. But look at sweetheart. Why don't we get a stick and have your shirt on a stick and then you hold it out in front of you so that you can have your chin up and you can watch the shirt as it sort of glows and talks to you. Mom, that's kind of silly talk, isn't it? Yeah, it's silly, but it's not silly. It's real. Because we read an article yesterday, and in the article it said that people have a headache because they carry a bowling ball around with them. And it said, well, bowling ball around? Who carries a bowling ball? Well, your head weighs the same amount as a bowling ball. And so if you have your head bent over in front, if you let it nod like in sleeping, you know, that's why you wake up when your head nods. A bowling ball, you know, and so it wakes you up and pulls on your spine. But if you bend over like that, then you are causing neck pain and back pain and all these other silly things. But if you hold it up straight, no. We are designed by an infinite designer. You know, we say God designed us, okay? You're God and you designed yourself. Now, you designed yourself to play games, because you always are playing games. And the game that you're playing is, can you keep the world in balance? Can you keep your head on the top of your spine, you know, and keep it up straight? And keep it from wiggling to side or backward or forward or what have you? Can you keep those muscles all tuned in so beautifully that your head just naturally stays up there? I tell the story about the Marines in the United States. Boys who go into the Marine Corps in the United States, they want to be disciplined. They want to be disciplined because of all the services, that is the most disciplined service. And they take these boys, and they take a broomstick, and they shove it down their throat and have it come out their bottom. And so they have to walk around with this broomstick down them, mentally. Mentally, they have this broomstick stuck right down in them, and they walk with their shoulders back and their chin up and their chest out and their body straight, you know, because that broomstick is down there. And so they're walking along, and they're doing everything they do with this erectness about them. Well, after so many months of training, and they do get training very severe, they have to march erect like that, and they have to do everything, whether they're tired or whatever. When they sit on their bunk, they have to sit erect. When they sit eating their food, they sit erect. And so what happens? Pretty soon, all their life, they're sitting erect. And they are perhaps the healthiest people you can imagine, not because they're sitting erect, but because they have built a good habit of keeping their head on top of their body in a straight form. What is it that these fellows who work with your bones do? What is it?
Chiropractic.
Well, what do these chiropractors do? They work with your bones. And now, why do they work with your bones? Because you have learned to walk crooked, you've learned to walk bent over. Oh no, some of that is because of heredity, some of that because of illness, because of sickness in your body. No. The sickness in your body comes from you not keeping it straight, from you not walking erect, from you not carrying yourself in a beautiful way. Now, why do you, and sincerely, why do you admire people who walk erect? Why do you admire the stature of a queen or a king? They're the ultimate, you know, and they've got to put on the show. Well, they were trained by their Marine parents on how to do that, and they do it very beautifully. Now, can you do it, and can we do it? And the answer is yes, if we want to. Now, just telling you that having your head, your bowling ball, directly on top of your spine so that it doesn't wiggle and so forth, you will enjoy a healthy body throughout your life, isn't enough. You have to have some magic that is going on. Now, the boys who are sort of always looking for trouble, they're always looking for excitement, they're always looking for activity, they're the ones that oftentimes go into the Marines, you know. They want to do something out of the ordinary. And so in the Marines say, we are going to create you as a fighting team, and so what does a fighting team have to do? It has to be rough and ready. It has to be strong. So they build them strong by building them long, by building them with straight backs and with shoulders back and with chin up. And the guys never question it. They never question it because this has been the Marine Corps standard forever. And the guys who go in there don't, some guys are panty waists and they say, I don't like this, I'm going home to mommy. And that's good. They shouldn't have gone to the Marines. But, or maybe they should have. Because the Marine, so to speak, will make a man out of you physically. It will turn your body into a lean, mean fighting machine, you might say. But actually not just a fighting machine. It'll turn you into a lean, clean, absolutely perfect machine, something like that. And really, is that a nice thing to do? Mm-hmm. Why does Sylvia act so proud when she comes home from her Tai Chi class? And look, I learned to walk in the Tai Chi class. Well, my goodness sake, here you are 14 years old, and you finally learned to walk, you know? But no, we don't pay attention to those things. Now, when I was a kid, Jimmy Rosen lived up the street from me, and Jimmy was out for sports, and he was a year older than I, and I always admired him. And he would go for a walk every morning, and it was usually the time that I was out walking too, and he would walk by me, dum, 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 not looking right, not looking left, just go, dum. And I'd say, Jimmy, can I walk with you? He says, if you're willing to keep up the pace. And he says, then this is how you do it. You get your toes down first. You reach out with your foot to get your toes down, and then you never come down on your heel. You're on your toes. You're running like you're doing track. You're doing special running. And he said, and you will be strong. This is what my coach told me. And my coach told me this is what I should do. So I ran with him for a year or two. And he was very good. I went out for track and ran the mile, but he was running sprint and all that sort of stuff. But he was just really terrific. But he was a sports type kid. He just enjoyed sports, and he just enjoyed doing those things, and that was his life. But he ran on his toes. Now we come to Sylvia, who comes home with the tale from her Tai Chi teacher that you should walk on your heel first. That you step forward on your heel, and then apparently you roll up on your toe, and then you step forward on your heel again. Isn't that what they said, Ingeborg?
Yes.
And as you do this, what happens? Well, Jimmy Rosen, not Rosen, that's the boy across the street. No, that's Ring. Ring is Rosen. Jimmy Rosen. Well, anyhow, you don't really care. But Jimmy Rosen, he collected comic books upstairs in his room. We used to go to his house every rainy day and sit in the upper windows and read comic books. That was the most wonderful thing. Well, anyhow, he ran track, and he was good. But he ran on his toes, and that's what he was taught by his coach. Now, Sylvia is taught by her coach, walk on your heels. And so Sylvia is going to walk on her heels. Now, Sylvia may be able to walk for a full day, but Jimmy is surely not going to be able to walk for more than maybe 20 minutes or an hour, and he's going to get tired, because his walking style is a style of speed and precision and balance and so on, whereas Sylvia's style is sort of like a drunken sailor. You're just sort of rolling on your heels to your toes, and you're sort of rolling along, and you can roll all day long and never get tired. Now, what's the benefit of these things? In Sylvia's class, they learn to walk with your head on top of your shoulders, with your head held high. In sports, they teach you chin up, chest out, shoulders back. Now run and leap over those hurdles and run, And in the Marines, they teach you ramrod straight, ramrod straight. Ramrod is something that's rammed down your throat, down through your bottom, so it just keeps you straight as a stick, Ramrod, that's what it's called. And you know what a ramrod is? Yeah, that too. But a ramrod is what they stick into the gun to push the powder in. Yeah. And then they push this down in there, and then they light it, and boom, off goes the cannonball. After the ramrod has stuck the stuff in there, then the ball is stuck in there, and then they light it, and boom, off she goes. But that's a ramrod. So, just, these are military terms that are used, and but we use a broomstick or a ramrod. But remember, if you will learn, starting right now, to chin up, it's a bowling ball. You got a bowling ball on top of your head. And how much does a bowling ball weigh? how many, 18 pounds, something like that? Six, eight, I don't know, it's a heavy thing. But that's your head. And you're carrying that every day, and you're balancing that up there, and you got muscles. Can you see why whiplash is so possible? But do you think a Marine ever gets a whiplash? No way. Do you think that a dancer, you say a ballet dancer or something like that, ever gets whiplash? No way. Their necks are strong. Their bodies are lithe and strong. They keep themselves like a beautiful musical instrument, highly tuned and beautifully played. Now, are you ready for that with your life? Well, I have to tell you this because this goes with it. With a highly tuned body comes a highly tuned mind. And this highly tuned mind says everything is possible. That's what it says. The highly tuned mind says everything is possible. And this is why the Marines are always thought to be the top driving force, the top winning force. Now, the Marines and their playing in sports have not always been the best. Because in sports you have to have individual activity, whereas in the Marines they are taught to work as a unit. And they're taught that the weakest link of their unit is the person who is not trained, who is not the best in physical, mental, and spiritual attitude. Now that sounds pretty good for human beings, generally speaking. We perhaps don't have to go to the extent that the Marines go, but if we did, it wouldn't hurt us. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't hurt us at all. We don't have to go to the extent of a diva dancing in ballet, but if we did, it wouldn't hurt us. What do the divas do? What do the dancers do in ballet? They stand there and they put their leg up on a bar here and they put themselves back and they contort their bodies, not really contorting them. They bend them and use them in ways that you never begin to use and you would feel terrible about. And they could probably suck on their toes if they wanted to, you know. And it's not just because they're so agile. It's because they have trained their muscles and their body to do what they want. They don't think that they're going to move their leg to suck on their toe. They just put their toe in their mouth. You know what I mean? Sounds silly, doesn't it? But it gets the illustration through very strong. They just visualize doing whatever they're doing. They visualize their leg up on the bar. They visualize their arms going back. They visualize the pirouettes. They visualize all the toe standing that they do. They visualize these things. And they're good. And not only women, but men too. Now, are you ready for such a rigorous life? No. Are you ready for a life that says you are straight and tall? That you could. I'm straight and tall. And what does a straight and tall person think?
Straight and tall.
Hmm?
Straight thoughts.
Great, beautiful thoughts. Right. Now, if you are straight and tall, if you are head up, shoulders back, chin out, and all that sort of stuff, what happens? You are a beautiful person. You know, I don't think in all my remembrances, and I don't remember a great deal, but I don't think in all my remembrances of people who are straight and tall and you know, that sort of monumental people, that any of them were really bad. All of them were very good. All of them were leaders. All of them were men who appreciated themselves, women who were delighted in who they were. So maybe there's another benefit in standing straight and tall and walking, you know, in a beautiful manner. I enjoyed the what's the name of the ballet in Russia, Yostov Ballet. And in the ballet, the women were the silliest thing you ever saw in your life. they were wearing these beautiful long dresses, and they did not move. Yet they floated over the stage. What they were doing, they were inside that dress on their tippy toes, and they were just sort of just like little mouse steps, and they're floating across the stage, and they were doing all these beautiful the Bolshoi ballet. They're doing all these beautiful steps. Now, do you think that they stood straight and tall? Do you think if they were leaning over like this, or if they were hunched down like this, that they could do those things? No way. It's only when they are straight and tall, only when they are moving without moving at all. Beautiful. And you too can have that same experience today. Wherever you walk, shoulders back, chest up, chin up. That's all. Shoulders back, chest up, chin up. And you'd be surprised. You feel better, and you act better, and you are better, and then you build a good habit, and the good habit lasts you all your life. It's not too late to build that habit. So, let's join the Not Too Late Club and build that habit and enjoy yourself right now for the rest of your life. And I assure you, you will have a longer life than you ever dreamed possible. You'll have a healthier life than you ever dreamed possible. And you will enjoy yourself more than you ever realized you could. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.